Dr. Pam Popper, 614-523-8716. Good morning, everybody. Today I'm going to cover a condition I haven't spent much time on in the past, which is chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, or COPD. It's one of a group of chronic lung conditions that includes bronchitis and emphysema. COPD is characterized by increased mucus production, which is caused by inflammation, and the symptoms include coughing, difficulty breathing, shortness of breath, wheezing, and chest tightness. Like most diseases, diet and lifestyle choices are the cause, and smoking in particular can cause irreversible damage to the lungs. But a program of dietary excellence, exercise, and quitting smoking can improve the condition, even in those who have fairly advanced cases of COPD and permanent lung damage. According to a recently published study, eating more fruit, vegetables, and fruit juice can improve lung function and reduce symptoms. And the interesting thing about this particular study was that the patients were controlled for smoking status, dietary habits, physical activity, alcohol, etc. And the intervention group was only instructed to have one additional serving of either fruit or vegetables every day. That was the only modification they were asked to make. And during the three-year follow-up period, the group consuming the additional fruit and vegetables experienced significantly fewer exacerbations, and breathing capacity improved. Now, this is far from adopting a program of dietary excellence, and in fact, the researchers reported in the conclusions of the study that fruit and vegetable consumption increased slightly more than what they were asked to do, but meat consumption didn't decline. It was only a slight decline. It wasn't statistically significant. So these people basically continued to eat a terrible diet and still saw improvement with just a little bit more fruits and vegetables in their diet every day. So I think we should be talking to more patients about that. Medications for COPD, while they do allow patients to breathe, don't restore their health, and the patients will continue to worsen over time. This results in a significantly decreased quality of life, as even small exertion will bring about discomfort and activity levels generally decrease. So all patients should be taught to eat an optimal diet and harassed until they quit smoking. I mean, I think there's some things we just need to harass people about, and that's one of them. For many people in the early stages of the disease, they can completely recover their health and their life. So that's all for now. One more condition that responds well to diet. We shouldn't be surprised at that. Have a great day.